This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Erin Dismeyer. Even though smartphones may have been seen solely as a danger to drivers in the past, they might now offer a convenience when they're stopped by law enforcement. Missouri state senators passed legislation yesterday that would authorize drivers to show digital images of their proof of insurance cards to police officers instead of having to present a piece of paper. The bill is sponsored by Republican Senator Gary Romine of Farmington. He says paper insurance cards easily get lost in glove boxes, but most people have their smartphones nearby. The bill also says police officers cannot be held liable if any damage is done to the smartphones while they're verifying insurance. The Boone County Fire Department and the Food Pantry in Sturgeon both receive unexpected $2,500 donations this week. Jody Rush, a farmer in Sturgeon, says she won the Monsanto Fund's random drawing at a fundraising dinner. This allowed her to donate $5,000 to charities of her choice. Boone County Battalion Chief Gail Blumenkamp says the money will go to training firefighters to rescue people trapped in grain bins.
When we have those types of rescue situations, when it comes to grain bins or farming type of rescues, it's totally different than what people face on a daily basis. We intend to put that money to good use.
Rush says the choice to donate to the fire department was obvious.
The fire district is near and dear to my heart. My husband is on the fire district, so it was like, what better way of doing something for the station there in Sturgeon as to give them the $2,500.
Rush is one of 71 farmers in Missouri to be awarded money from the Monsanto Fund. The Moberly Monitor Index is reporting that the city of Moberly and its Industrial Development Authority have both been dismissed from a case being brought against them by MamTech bondholders. City Manager Andrew Morris told the Monitor Index he's pleased a judge agreed the city and development authority should not be parties in the case. The law firm representing the city says the move does not affect the other defendants in the case, including Morgan Keegan, the underwriter of the bonds. Earlier this week, the city of Moberly reported that it has spent more than $677,000 on court fees addressing the MamTech fiasco since plans for the artificial sweetener plant failed in 2010. That included $60,000 in fees so far this month. The United States Senate has elected to debate the Marketplace Fairness Act, which would affect taxes on Internet sales. Should the act pass, it would allow states to collect tax revenue from entities that have previously been exempt. Currently, only businesses with a physical presence in the state are allowed to collect the tax, but the new act would permit any business to collect the revenue. Truman School of Public Affairs doctoral student Andrew Wiesman says the new tax would generate significant additional revenue.
Really, we're just interested in seeing how much revenue went uncollected due to the Supreme Court ruling. We wanted to get some solid estimates for Missouri to see how much tax revenue was foregone, and we ended up coming up with about a 9-year time span that was about $2.3 billion.
Wiesman says that Missouri lost approximately $259 million annually due to the lack of the tax. The act will go to the Senate floor for debate as early as May and is co-sponsored by Senators Roy Blunt and Dick Durbin. Governor Jay Nixon named Mike Downing as the new acting director of the Missouri Department of Economic Development today. He's replacing the current acting director, Chris Piper, who has been in the role for a year. The department has been without a permanent director since David Kerr resigned at the end of 2011. MU department chairs are working with Chancellor Brady Deaton to increase faculty wages. Deaton spoke today with KBIA's Cindy Miller.
The affirmation comes after the release of a survey from the Association of American University Professors that shows MU salaries as less than average.
The relative funding here at MU, both publicly and privately, has been below that of so many of our competitors. And that makes it very difficult for the university to compete.
MU ranks at or near the bottom in salaries when compared to 33 public universities that are also members of the Association of American Universities. The data shows salaries for full professors are below average, and salaries for assistant and associate professors are far below average. Only 22 other doctoral institutions paid less than MU's salary for assistant professors.
We basically have to look very carefully at our internal funds and decide, the number of faculty we need in various areas, the number of other support for research and scholarship and operating funds, and then to ensure that we're allocating sufficient funds to keep our faculty salaries competitive.
But Deaton points out the comparisons are using complex data.
We're far a long way from being at the bottom of anything.
The school and University of Missouri system fare better on the state level. MU has the second highest salary for full professors out of public universities in the state. Sydney Miller, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Erin Dismeyer.